Okay, so the keywords for 1.2 expenditure that you need to know include the following. So number one, expenditure. So this refers to what the people choose to spend their income in order to satisfy their needs and wants. Fixed expenditure. This type of expenditure is the same amount of money being spent each week. This type of expenditure includes rent and insurance. Number three, irregular expenditure. This type of expenditure varies amounts from week to week, and they are not as frequent as fixed expenditure. And this type of expenditure includes groceries. Discretionary. Number four, this is spending on non-essential items that we choose to buy. It usually satisfies a want more than a need. For this reason, you should only buy these type of products after essential items have been purchased. Number five, current expenditure. This type of expenditure is continuous and on a regular basis. It's also known as day-to-day expenditure. An example of this type of current expenditure would be your groceries. Capital expenditure then. So this type of expenditure is less regular than current expenditure and may be a once-off payment or not repeated for a long time. For example, the purchase of a washing machine or the purchase of a car. Your next definition that you need to know is impulse buying. So this is buying things that are unplanned or bought on the spur of the moment. These items may not be needed and you may not be able to afford them. So it just means going into a shop, buying something that you didn't go into buying. False economy then. So this is purchases that initially appear to be good for money, but in the long term turn out to be more expensive. For example, not servicing your car to save money, which might result in a major fault in the future. And they're the main key terms that you need for 1.2 expenditure.